finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. We are shameful, we are shameful, not as shameful as we should be.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me.
Today's going to be a ride.
Today is going to be a ride. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy. I'm barely here.
You are barely functioning. Hannah is so lost right now.
This was the earliest 10 o'clock of my life.
I'm so excited to hear what you did last
night. I don't understand how this happened.
My goodness.
It's not... Like, normally I have to, like, hate myself for sleeping in till 10 o'clock or being in bed till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
This one snuck up on me.
Okay. It's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drive over here?
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah. I believe it.
I got in my car. I was like, oh, this is just going to be my life for an entire half an hour.
I am surprised you didn't, like, do something. Like, go to McDonald's or something.
There was no time.
That's true. You were
Yo,
a little late.
I think a McDonald's just got built across the river from me.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah, I saw the golden arches yesterday.
Those golden arches.
Yeah, they surprised me. Calling. You're so cute.
You're the cutest. Stefan had free fries yesterday. I don't know why.
Free fries? Was it his birthday?
No, it was not his birthday.
What do you mean he got free fries?
I don't know. He texted me and he said free fries. or free McDonald's fries. What is wrong with you? Oh my God.
Oh,
I thought
boy.
Last week was chaotic, but this week is going to take it. This is going to make last week seem tame.
I appreciate the cheese bun.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a Glenmorangie cheese bun before?
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
Well, give me 2 seconds and I won't be able to say that again.
It probably needs to be a little warmer, but it is what it is.
Oh, I could sleep right now.
Please don't sleep. We need to do this podcast. I have an out.
You have a heart out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean I'm not allowed to have a nap here? are you having to leave?
I have to leave.
Are you bringing people here?
No.
What is this, Dawson's Creek?
Serenity. Firefly,
okay.
Yeah, sorry. Movie is
Serenity. Serenity. I didn't know they had fire in Firefly.
Have you seen Firefly?
No.
Oh.
Why would... Of course not. I thought it was on a spaceship.
It is on a spaceship.
That's not a spaceship.
They land on planets.
Oh, okay.
You need to watch it. It is incredible.
Are we sure we're not just setting me up to have an ACOTAR experience that you're having?
No, certainly not.
I have a serious question for you. Okay. I have a serious question for you. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I've got a sneeze.
Oh my goodness.
Christ.
That was the most anticlimactic thing I have ever seen in my entire life. What the fuck was that?
Sorry, my sneezes aren't up to par for you.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know what you want from me. What? You would have preferred a big achoo?
Yeah, kind of, honestly.
Achoo!
There we go. Thank you. You were going to say something.
Are you having fun reading ACOTAR?
Because
I think it's meant to be fun. And I would something, a word that's not coming to my mind, you about having fun. I would encourage you.
Yeah.
To do it for fun.
I need to try to have more fun because right now I'm not having fun.
Well, I was thinking, it kind of seems like you're doing the thing that I did with Taylor Swift, where when you're listening to it, to critique it.
Right.
It's the least fun experience.
I know, and I'm trying to get out of that mindset. It's just really hard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, are you forcing yourself to do something that is just not good for you right now?
Probably. I also I also reflected that I actually think the audiobook is the problem.
Yo.
I think I hate her. Because of the narration. From her point of view. And I think I maybe wouldn't hate her as much as if I was reading it. But I'm not going to do that. So no. It's really, I don't know what to do. Catch 22.
You are in a rock and a hard place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I'll finish at least the second one. I bought it. I got it. So I might as well finish. But I'm definitely not loving it as much.
But do you want to exercise your free will a little bit? Like, you don't have to.
I don't really have anything that I'm, like, urgently.
Yo, you did this before. Shout out to episode, like, 33 or something.
Yeah, that would have been early. Oh, that's not that early. That's not that far back.
I don't know if it was actually episode 33.
I feel like it was early.
Caitlin might be able to tell us.
I feel like... Anyways. I don't really have anything, like, on the docket to listen to next. So,
have you ever read The Expanse?
No.
That might be fun for you.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if fun's the right word, but...
Oh, fuck. I need to pick a book club book to nominate for today, and it has to be under 200 pages.
You should do... Oh, I was going to say the Bible. Really phoning
that would
in
actually
nominations,
be
right?
So funny to start to read it as if it's not the Bible, to just read the description, and then be like, I present to you the Bible. Like, pick out the best stories from the Bible and just, like, really...
Some may call it...
There's drama. There's
murder.
The best
story ever told. The greatest story ever told.
There's sibling betrayal. There's... Like, just pull it all out and then... And it is the Bible. That would be very funny. Yeah. So... Yeah, it's not the best time I've ever had.
No, and that's a... It's like when someone watches Jurassic Park and they're critiquing... It's like, this is stupid science. Why aren't they... It's like, this is not the movie. That's what I'm like to you right now.
I'm aware how annoying it is. I am fully aware how annoying it is because I've had that experience with other people talking about books that I like. In fact, yesterday I was at my mom's and she was like, I'm reading this book... And I was like, oh, that's a book by my favorite author. And she was like, yeah, I hate it. And I was like, yeah, you would hate it. I was like, that is not for you. She was like, I'm really disliking it. And I was like, that sounds exactly like what I expected.
And you know what? It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, I got nothing.
What do you got? Nothing.
Nothing. You got Truths and Lies today?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to kind of wing it a little bit.
I don't really have
I
any.
Came up with a lot on the way over.
Did you?
I forget what the one I have in my phone is.
Mm. I don't really have any.
You have none?
I have like one.
I'll hit it.
Okay. It's not very funny, though. I feel like it's really not matching the tone of this episode.
What do you think? What tone am I bringing? Do you want to describe what you're looking at right now?
Sure. Okay. I'll describe it. So we've got our recliner couches. Jimmy's on the recliner couch and he's kind of sitting in a way where it's like his legs are going one way and his body's going a different way. So.
That was good. Yeah, that's true.
He's a little twisty. Hold on. I got to start my computer again. He's wearing, what's that one? It's not a Snuggie. What's
it
called?
It's a Comfy.
A Comfy, which is just a big sweater, blanket, dress.
I don't think I could wear it as a dress. It would be a bit of a slutty dress.
It would be a little slutty, that's true. But anyways, it's got a lot of fabric and a lot of coziness. And Rue, will leave Hannah alone. And he's wearing funky pants.
Yeah.
And did you make those pants?
Yeah.
Nice. And then high socks. And he's just got the energy of not lifting his head off the back of the couch.
I needed you to this say entire I'm not time. Lifting my head off the couch.
And his cheese bun is balanced on his lap and his glass of water is balanced on top of the plate because he can't lift his head off the couch to reach for the water.
I want to die.
Oh my God. Are you hungover?
Yeah.
Actually, I
drank so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
I drink less than you. That's a miracle.
What are you talking about? That's a crazy thing to say.
I hardly drink. You drink. Maybe you don't drink very much.
A not common occurrence. Yeah, I haven't gone out for like a month and a week.
Hannah, that's very cute.
Maybe
that
a month
you can
and
stand
a half.
On the...
A month and a half. The last time I was out was Taylor Swift. No. Mm. Last time I was out was Halloween. Mm. But not this kind of out.
Right. I like how Hannah can stand on this thing and it doesn't
She's
go down.
Petite.
She's a little girl.
She's petite.
She's. We're struggling a little bit.
Oh my God. I love Hannah.
I feel like my impression of this episode is you're going to cry at some point.
Oh, I was thinking about crying.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I don't think I'm going to apply for the position.
Yeah, I kind of didn't know if you would.
And it's not because I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's because...
Where are you going to sit, Hannah?
Probably okay. All... Like, there are enough reasons... Well... I don't know. I've never really gone through the reasons.
Is this a truth or are you fucking with me? I have
no,
a hard time
is,
believing
this
anything.
This is true.
Okay.
This is true.
Okay.
That's why I prefaced it with, I'm going to cry.
Okay.
Because I really like working with you.
Yeah, I like working with you too.
And I'm sad that it's probably not the right opportunity for me right now.
That's fair.
But you're going to get pregnant at some point.
It's true.
I'll be able to get...
You'll be able to get back into the...
Yeah, if I really want to.
You only want to take my job. You don't want the other job. You just want my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I feel like, obviously, best case scenario for me is you do it. But yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with this role, I wonder where I go next.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the role that I'm currently in... There's at least something there for me.
Yep.
I don't know if to learn is the right word, but... Oh, I want to die.
I'm really liking this, honestly. I wish I had like a Gatorade to give to you or something.
Yo, I wish you had a Gatorade to give me too.
Do you want a vitamin water?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not cold, though.
Vamp, 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 vamp.
Okay.
Vamp, 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 vamp.
Talk about your night.
Vamp. Well, I think I could do my truth and lies. I just need... Okay. So my... Oh, shit. What was my first truth or lie? Sorry, listeners. This is my direct plea to you. That I am pulling up my notes app. Ay, caramba. Oh. Oh. I forget. Oh, wait. Okay, first truth or lie. I walked into the women's washroom this week.
At work?
Yeah.
At work?
Yeah.
Which floor? Well, I guess it would only be the second floor.
I'm not giving you any details.
There are no gendered washrooms on the first floor. Oh, I guess there are.
Second truth or lie. I'm feeling great.
Oh my God. If you are lying right now, if you are not, I would maybe consider kicking you out of the house. That would be insane.
Honestly, that would be so funny.
That would be actually insane. I would never be able to trust you ever again.
And yet you still would.
I know.
And yet
that's
you
the worst
still
part.
Would.
Fuck.
No, that's not my truth or lie. How do I want to phrase this? Okay, last night I got so drunk I took a chunk out of my cheek and I was like, I was worried enough that I was like, do I need to get stitches? But I don't. It just hurts a lot.
Okay.
And I had another one. Something about last night. Oh, I embarrassed myself watching Star Wars with people after we got home and I was drunk. Yeah. And then they wanted to watch Indiana Jones, but couldn't find Indiana Jones on Disney. for some reason, which is crazy. I think it was my fault.
Sounds right.
But then we were watching Star Wars, and I, looking back on it, I'm like, oh, that is pretty embarrassing.
Okay.
So those are my truths and lies.
Okay. First one, women's bathroom.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Second one, I'm going to say lie.
Okay.
Third one, I want to say is true because you do feel embarrassed a lot by the things you do when you're on substances. But something about you right now is telling me it's a lie and you're actually really impressed with yourself.
Ah.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, you got them all right.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I would love to attribute that to me and not your lack of energy to put into these truths and lies, but there we are.
I did walk into the women's washroom, and it's one of those things where you go in and you say to yourself, wait a second, something's different here. Honestly, it's a little bit brighter in the women's washroom.
Which one was it?
The upstairs one.
Yeah, and like the, near your office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the men's washroom looks like, so I have no comparison.
It's dark, man. It's powerful light, powerful dark. It's just a lot of guys pissing.
Masculine and the feminine. Makes a lot of guys pissing. There's like three men that work on that floor.
Man, Link.
That's true.
Up a lot of.
That's true.
Manliness.
The coffee cup situation really bothers me.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. Anyways. I don't understand how people don't know how to put things in the dishwasher.
Well, that. But I just hate that we have no coffee cups when I run a program at 1 p.m.
It's a good point.
Because I'm not going to wash people's coffee cups. It's just not going to happen.
Hell no.
I also don't think I'm supposed to. I think so. They're, like, health and safety-wise, supposed to go through the dishwasher.
It's a pink job. You can handle it.
Right, of course, of course, of course.
Pink and blue. You're wearing pink, I'm wearing blue.
That's true. Oh, I don't love that for us. Okay, tell me about...
I'm the peak of masculinity.
Right now? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd never... That's exactly what I was thinking when you walked in.
I forget the second truth or lie.
You're chomped a chunk out of your face.
Oh, do you want to see something gross?
No.
I bet my tongue's so hard.
Oh!
Do you want to see it?
Not really.
You have to see it. I'll wash everything out of my mouth.
Is it really bad? I'm not going to be able to see it from here. You're very... Oh, stop.
We'll be able to see it.
You're very backlit. I literally can't see anything. No. You're just... It's just like a black hole of your mouth. I'll look later.
Come...
I don't want to get up.
I'm a little close.
Definitely.
Okay. You need to see this
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm standing up. Trying not to smush Rue's face with the couch. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, oh, that is so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
It's a lot.
Oh my God, how did you do that? It's at the base of... Did you try to chew your own tongue off?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck?
I definitely didn't try to chew my tongue off.
Oh my goodness.
But it seems like it's a good start. Isn't
it was
it?
So surprising. I was like,
you're...
I'm not
telling
gonna
me.
See. I really couldn't see anything, and then I just saw it. Oh, I hated that.
Yeah, it's gross.
Oh my
hey?
God.
It's crazy.
Have you been rinsing with salt water? Because I think you need to be.
Are you fucking kidding me? I literally woke up at 10 o'clock.
Okay, well...
You think I've had time to rinse with salt water?
I think...
This happened last night.
Okay, well, when you get home...
Holy shit.
Rinse with salt water.
Are you sure I can't take a nap after this?
You can't. Sure. Honestly, sure. I don't care. I'll tell Stefan you're going to be on the couch sleeping.
When I started driving over here, I was not convinced that I wasn't still drunk.
Yeah.
I knew I wasn't, but I wasn't convinced.
Yeah, I've had that feeling before.
It awful feeling.
Yeah, not the most fun.
You've never done this, but one time I took a lot of THC oil.
Okay.
And I woke up high.
Oh.
And had to go to work.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm still high.
Oh.
I gotta go home.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Yeah, I think I've definitely had to have my mom drive me to work before at like 6 a.m. Because I was like, I think I'm still drunk. I don't think I should be driving right now.
There's no way I could still be drunk at 10 o'clock.
I think it's unlikely, but a hangover and feeling drunk are not that far off a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Especially an end of the night drunk feeling.
Yeah.
Right before you get in bed.
I have a take.
Yep.
If you puke.
Yep.
At the end of the night.
Yep.
That doesn't mean it wasn't a bad night.
Of course not.
It's the perfect time to puke.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you puke last night?
No, but I...
kind of wish you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you... I was going to ask you, did you have that feeling when you ate the cheese bun? Like, it could go 50-50.
I'm not enjoying the cheese bun.
Then don't finish the cheese bun.
I'll finish the one that I'm eating.
Sometimes I have that feeling when I'm hungover, when I start to eat. I don't know what that word was. What was that word?
Hungover.
Anyways... sometimes I have the feeling.
A fucking fool.
Okay.
Hungover. Okay. That's not a fucking word. 20 minutes in.
Don't try to make me feel bad because you feel horrible about yourself and your situation. Put your mic down for a second. Oh my God. It's like having a baby here.
It feels good. If someone wants to come over and just like brush my hair,
yeah,
I'm open to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're open to it. Yeah, there's that. Sometimes when I'm hungover, there's that. There's that worry. That first bite of food in the morning could go either way. It could make you feel a lot better or a lot worse.
I've got a. Oh my God.
What is happening right there?
I forgot this was open.
It is open.
I forgot it was open.
Please don't spill it all over my couch.
I hope you take this in the way that I'm intending it.
Probably not going to.
Funny.
Okay.
I don't like this cheese bun.
Don't finish the cheese bun.
No, but like it's not just because I'm hungover.
Oh, you just don't like it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But maybe it is because I'm hungover.
I think that's what I'm attributing it to. They also need to be...
there's something weird going on.
They need to be heated up more, so.
There's it here.
I
don't think it's the
well,
the
that's
temperature.
Fine. That's fine.
My last truth and lie was embarrassing myself watching Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
People could be embarrassed by it.
But
it might
not.
Have been embarrassing to witness it. It might have been embarrassing to be a part of it. I had a great fucking time.
Okay, what happened?
I was just like, I was just on my bullshit, right?
Yeah.
I was like, this is what Star Wars is about. And I remember one of my friends was like, I've never analyzed Star Wars in this way before.
You're like, that's all I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
But no, at one point I was like, that's a vagina. Because it was a big hole in a cave. And then Rey is standing in the, near the hole, and Luke is standing inside
the hole.
It's not even true, but then they switch.
Okay.
So good.
Okay.
We did it.
We've done nothing. What are you even talking about? Okay, my one truth or lie. This isn't the one I was going to say, but I'm going to save my other one for another
time. It's a
truth. I finished both my book club books, and I book club last night and I book club today.
100% true.
It is not true at all.
No, I'm 100% sure it's true.
I finished neither of the books.
You dog.
The one last night I forgot about until like Tuesday, and it was at the library.
Is this mango?
Citrus. It's got caffeine in it. I probably should have told you that.
I'm never going to be able to sleep here now.
Right. Deb, you have to finish it. You don't have to finish it right now, but you have to finish it because the vitamin waters are precious to me.
You've given me nice things today.
Yeah.
And I tried. When I walked in, were you like, he's in a tough way?
Well, when you sat down at the table and put your head down. Oh, That really made it clear for
Sometimes
me.
Sometimes you just got to put your head down.
Yeah.
Everybody. So you don't have to be strong every second of the day.
Have you ever had a shower sitting down?
I contemplated having a nap in the shower last night.
Because a hungover sitting down shower is so good.
It doesn't do as much as I wish it would do.
Oh, I really like it. And then it's like a little bit of punishment because you then have to stand up in the shower and that like isn't very fun.
Then you got to make sure you don't faint.
You got to make sure you don't faint, and there's a whole thing. But it's like a little punishment because you did
like
it
punishment.
To yourself. Yeah, sure. Yeah, the book that I have for book club today, we have put up this book club for a month because none of us could finish this book.
What's the book?
Love in the Time of Cholera.
Yo, have you read Wuthering Heights?
Yep.
Long I think time. I have to read it.
Because of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it
fair.
Looks hot.
I didn't watch the trailer. It's also been many years since I've read Wuthering
Heights. Did you
watch
the teaser trailer?
No.
Let's do it right now.
No. That's not
Please.
Good content. No.
Please.
We'll do it after the end of this
Please.
Episode. Oh my
Please.
God. No.
I'm the one who edits it.
That's true. You're not going to edit the section out, though. What are you even talking about?
I'm basically
Fine, I'll watch it right now.
I'm basically a make-a-wish kid.
I do feel like you'll not stop talking.
Can I be honest with you about something?
Yeah. Well, we'll see, I guess.
I don't know how strong this is, but I think like my favorite part about Donald Trump is how he's basically just a make-a-wish kid.
Tell me more.
This guy.
Oh.
It's like he's a make-a-wish president.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's doing all the stuff
yep.
that a child
yep.
would do if he was president.
He is legit a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was at a football game last week.
Okay.
And they let him, like, call a play. And he was like...
Which team?
I think this
was
Washington.
Was it Kansas City?
No, it was
okay.
Washington.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's not good
he
for Jeremy.
Be like, this play is... pretty important. And it was just a run. He's like, oh, they ran it. Whoa there.
Oh my God.
So stupid.
We'll have to debrief that one with Jeremy, how he feels about that.
Is he a
Commanders fan?
Really?
Yeah.
Big does fan. He know what they used to be called?
Yeah, he does. He was not a fan then. But and he is a fan now. He also wasn't
he's
a football
a new fan.
Fan? Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I think he's a new fan. He also wasn't well he
how
wasn't
did this
a football
happen?
Fan. For many years.
Did he like it when they were the Washington football team? Because I think that's a crazy good name.
I can't remember when he started liking them, but
WFT.
He
coming to ya.
What am I trying to say? He's got into fantasy football, and that's when he started liking football.
I got into fantasy books.
True. Good one. Okay.
We are not the same.
Not the same.
Can you watch the teaser trailer,
oh,
please?
Oh, my God. Well, there's a 2.5-minute
so
trailer. Is that the
Sorry.
One?
No, teaser trailer.
Just
Google
the teaser
trailer.
But there's a real trailer. Why would I watch the teaser trailer?
Well, because they're different, and I want you to watch the teaser trailer, and I want you to give me your thoughts on it.
Official trailer.
Oh,
teaser. Okay, here
man,
we go.
Man, what a day.
We might get demonetized for this.
Leave it. Leave it.
Rue.
Do you want to come up? Come up. Come on up.
This is very sexy.
So sexy. And you haven't even gotten to the... Oh.
She just put her fingers in his mouth.
I know, right? A lot of fingers in the mouth.
This Valentine's Day. Oh, wow, he just cut her something off. Jesus Christ, what is happening here?
Do you want me to stop?
The guy from Adolescence is in it.
Who's that?
I can't remember his name. He's young. He just won like a Emmy. The youngest guy to win an Emmy. It's taking some liberties. It seems.
It looks hot.
Because I don't remember much about Wuthering Heights, but I remember it being depressing and sad and kind of boring the entire time.
Well, it's going to be sad and depressing, but it's also going to be sexy.
It looks like kind of
sexy.
Wild.
It looks really wild.
It looks really wild. Like, so that's what I mean. I think they're taking some liberties. Do you want to move that pillow?
Do you want me to move that pillow? Yep.
Sorry, that was my way of asking you to move that pillow for Rue.
Because the way that you phrased
it, I'm aware,
was kind of
passive aggressive. I'm aware.
I wouldn't say passive aggressive. I would say it would...
Oh, that's not perfect. She doesn't. She likes that even worse. At least okay, woo woos.
Hey, we're dealing with tension here that we can't control.
Just lay down, Ruru. Oh, I know you have nowhere to go. There's no space for you. Oh, it's a sad girl. Just lay down. That's a cute dog.
Book club.
I got nothing else to say about it. I didn't finish the book. I Shitty feel bad. Book. It's the first time I haven't finished the book for this club, for this specific book club.
Oh, is this the boys club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you we've got a girls club in my family now.
A girls book club?
No.
A girls.
Girls club. It used to be boys club.
But now there's a baby girl. So
now there's
a
baby
club.
Girl. Yeah. Did I tell you about the baby?
Yeah, you sent me a picture. Okay.
Right,
very
right,
cute.
Right, right. Yeah.
Babies are cute, man.
Adeline Elise.
Yeah.
Adeline Elise. Adeline. What a good fucking name. Adeline Elise.
Yeah, that's good.
Adeline's
a great name. Very very classic.
Very Blake Lively.
Very Blake Lively.
Age of Adeline.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Me neither.
Harrison Ford's in it?
Yeah, that sounds right. I've seen clips.
Age of Adeline.
Yeah.
Adeline Elise.
That's a good name.
That's a fun fucking name.
That's a very good
Adeline
name.
Adeline Elise. Enough.
Just rolls off the tongue.
It's so fun.
It kind of sounds like one name.
It's whimsical.
It is whimsical.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Little baby.
Adeline Elise.
We love a baby.
Adeline Elise. Adeline.
When are you going to meet the baby?
I don't know.
Do they live in Saskatchewan?
No. Manitoba.
Oh.
Tobes.
The Tobes. Are you going to Saskatchewan for Christmas this year?
Why would I go to Saskatchewan for Christmas?
I'm just checking.
Well, like, I have no family in Saskatchewan.
Where do your parents live?
PEI.
Oh, that's right.
But, like, famously.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe 2 years ago, I was in Saskatchewan for Christmas.
Okay.
But I was just driving through.
Yeah, okay. Are you going to anywhere else for Christmas?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Christmas is not my favorite time of year.
Why?
It's cold.
Yeah? That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a reason, I guess. Christmas is my favorite time of year.
Wow.
I love Christmas.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going somewhere to visit people for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing I don't like about Christmas is how it's like the same thing every single year.
Oh, I love that.
You're watching the same movies.
Yeah.
You're watching the same TV
you hate
programs.
Traditions and nostalgia, I guess.
I find it boring.
Ugh.
I find
you're
Christmas
boring.
So boring.
You're boring.
And me being bored around other people that I'm supposed to like be happy to be around is quite dysregulating.
Yeah, that's fair. You should like go to Mexico or something.
I'm going to Mexico at the end of the month.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay, well, that was rude.
I didn't know that.
I swear.
You told me you were away. You did not say anything. You said you were away that weekend. You didn't say anything about Mexico.
Oh.
Shit.
I believe you.
Is that giving you hope for life right now?
What?
That you're going to Mexico?
In this moment or just in general?
Just like, yeah, in general.
No, I have hope for life in other aspects.
Okay. That's nice.
Arguably, the hope that I have in other ways should be pretty offsetting.
Is there water running right now?
Like, evergreen answer is yes, but I don't hear any water running. Any water running is the same kind of cadence as Adeline Elise.
True.
Any water running, Adeline Elise. Any water running, Adeline Elise. Any water running.
Where are you going? Tell me about this Mexico trip you got going on.
I told Drud about it.
Well, that's nice for Drud.
You weren't around?
Certainly not.
Huh. I'm going to Merida. I've got a friend who is from Merida.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know this. Yeah, okay. This is sounding familiar now. I don't know if I knew it was like right away here, but this is sounding familiar now.
It's too early for this.
Where is Merida?
10 o'clock. I had to wake up at 10 o'clock today.
My God, I was up at 9:30 to walk the Rui.
And it was crazy.
What time did you go to sleep?
Probably like 4:30.
That's too late. Or too early?
Too
early this morning.
I'm too young to be this damn old.
Okay. Where is Merida?
In Mexico.
A D or a T? Merida?
With a D.
D. Okay. Is it on the coast?
Coast-ish.
Coast-ish?
It's in the Yucatan.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the Yucatan or just Yucatan.
I don't know. What are you going to do while you're there? How long are you going for? Where are you staying?
Just like 5 days.
That's nice.
Yeah. I'm going to visit some cenotes.
Nice.
Probably eat a lot of Mexican food.
Yep.
And drink cervezas.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Okay. And, this is all familiar.
And how much more do you need for 5 days?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds so fun. Yep. How's the weather looking?
Oh,
have you
hot.
Looked? Hot?
I think Danny was saying that it was cold this week. And at night, it was 19 degrees.
Okay, so cold. Their definition of cold.
Yeah, it should be like 30.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, you're going to get tanned. That's so annoying.
No.
No?
You can't get tanned in 5 days.
You can kind of get tanned in 5 days.
You can get burnt and then tanned from that in 5 days.
True.
But I don't fuck like that.
Okay.
It's not what I meant to say.
I'm aware. That's not what you meant
to
say.
That's not what I meant to
and
say.
And unlike you, I'm just going to let it pass.
I'm unlike
not gonna
spend me,
5 minutes talking about it.
This too shall pass.
Okay. That sounds very fun. I'm a little jealous, but you know, I'll survive.
Yeah, I don't think I'm also taking like a 4 or 5 hour bus. So you
from
could
the
be
airport?
Not from Cancun.
Okay.
I couldn't book directly into Merida.
Yeah.
Because it needed a passport number. And technically, I don't have a passport.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
My passport expired in September.
How can you travel?
Well, I renewed it last week.
And then booked your flights immediately? What?
Yeah.
Oh, you booked your flight before you had your passport renewed.
Yeah. No.
You just booked your flights.
I booked my flight in between my passport expiring and me getting a new passport.
Okay. Okay.
But so flying directly to Merida would require me to have a passport number and put it in. But
you
booking with WestJet to Cancun, no passport required.
Okay. What kind of bus are we talking? Like a big coach bus?
I think there are TVs on it.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yep.
I love a road trip, so that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
Nothing to complain about for me.
Hell no.
Look out the window, listen to music.
Look out the window, listen to music.
Nap a little bit.
Hell yeah.
That's a vibe.
They got TVs.
That is a vibe.
I don't know if they'll use the TVs.
Yeah, probably not.
Ugh.
The window. The window is a TV.
And arguably, whatever they play on the TV, I will not be able to understand.
That's a fair point. Fair point.
To Comis Pan.
Cancun's probably got to be, what, like a 4 hour, 5 hour plane ride?
I don't know.
Something like that? Not too bad? That's nice.
Yep.
I don't know if me moving to Mexico is still in the cards, but Stefan's, both of his sets of friends are still planning to move to Mexico.
Danny was telling me about Mexico this week.
Okay.
And it seems interesting.
In what way?
Well, if you go to Mexico for vacation,
yeah,
you probably don't see a lot of Mexico.
Oh, for sure.
Living in Mexico, you probably get a lot more exposed
totally
to Mexico.
Yes.
And some of it sounds scary.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
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 And a little bit hard living.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Mexico many times, but like that's in quotations because I've been to resorts in Mexico, which again is not an accurate representation of the country. One of Stefan's friends' parents lived in Mexico for like many, many, many years. So I feel like he has probably a good idea of what living in Mexico is like. But you also often live in like gated communities and stuff like that. So again, it's still not like super authentic to maybe a lot of the people that grew up and like live in Mexico.
Yeah.
Depending where you are, I guess.
And like, if you've got money.
Yeah.
Much different.
Yeah.
Apparently... In Merida. Merida is like one of the safest places in Mexico.
Oh, interesting.
It's where like the cartels send their families to live.
Oh, that's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah. So where like, you know, if you piss somebody off in traffic elsewhere in Mexico, they could just pull out a gun and shoot you.
Yes.
In Merida, like that's people will call the cops if they if they see someone smoking weed on the sidewalk.
Right.
Very different vibes.
Interesting. So does that mean there's like less corruption in the police force? Because I know that's like an ongoing issue in lots of countries. Okay. Well, and your friend lives there. So that'll be a different experience. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That sounds very fun. Yeah. I'm excited for when our friends move down to go visit them and get a different experience in Mexico. And I know that they're... Right now, at least last time I heard, they were planning to move to Puerto Vallarta. I don't know if that's still their
plan. Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah. Good job. But it would be cool to see like a different side of Mexico because I've really seen the resort side.
Disculpe.
I've heard you've been on Duolingo.
Yeah, I'm on 18 days.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're learning things?
Yeah.
Didn't you just hear me speak Spanish?
La ensalada.
Is your friend from Mexico? Is she like a native Spanish speaker? Like, what's the deal? Your friend that lives in Merida.
He lives here.
What?
He's from Merida.
Oh, I thought you said he... What? Okay, I misunderstood. I thought you said your friend lived in Merida. Okay, never mind then.
What do you mean? That's exactly what I said.
Like currently.
No, lived as past tense.
Lives. Okay.
Aren't you a writer?
Okay. So where are you staying when you go down?
With his family.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. But you know.
Certainly.
I can handle the half hour drive here, hungover, potentially drunk. I can handle 5 days with some random Mexican family.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be drinking cerveza, so it doesn't matter.
Una cerveza, por favor.
Una. No.
Un cerveza?
Dos.
What are we doing? Okay, what's on your rider?
Oh, shit. I forgot to think about it.
You mean I've been thinking about this the entire fucking week?
Have you? I've had a week, okay?
Oh, do you want to talk about it? Oh, my God. Remember that time you told me a story about Stefan this week? And I was like, and that's a bummer for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were playing... Catan? Was that when we were... No, we were playing a card game. And we really had a whole podcast episode while we were playing this card game. It was really a rookie mistake to not just be recording.
Yeah.
See, we'll still work together. Work in quotations.
Oh, yeah. This is... I think if we didn't have the podcast, I'd be a lot more...
interesting.
Conflicted.
That's fair.
So I guess if you want to end the podcast, like, I don't know. It seems...
That does give me some information to work with. No, I'm just kidding. Can you imagine? I just, like, trying to manipulate you into taking the job.
I hear everybody from my old place of employment is going to quit, so maybe one of them will apply for the job.
There you go. Well, give me the tea for the good ones.
I don't know what the good ones are.
Oh, God. scary.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hope they'll let me interview people for your job again. I gotta mention it to my supervisor that I did it last time, and I would like to again.
Yeah.
Because I could see that maybe not being thought out.
Or just, like, not considered.
Yeah.
That, like...
as a possibility.
The person that you're going to be working with the most.
Yeah.
Like, give them a say, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seems crazy, really. Yeah, we were... That does sound like a dying breath, you know, in a movie when they have to make it really obvious that someone's died. And it's this really loud exhale.
That's the sound that wouldn't get made if you, like, stab someone in the back through the lungs and then you pull the knife out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and the air comes out. That's good. Really good. Yeah, this week. It's just a tiring week, you know?
Yeah, you had a late night anxiety attack in the house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through some sleep.
to deal with.
So annoying for you.
Oh man, when I first told Jimmy about it, I said something like, it was a bummer. Jimmy was like, yeah, I bet it was a big bummer for you.
Yeah, your husband having chest pains and an anxiety attack was a bummer for you.
For me. It's definitely not what I meant, but it's possible it came across that way.
It was really funny.
Yeah, we laughed a lot.
I was not judging you for it at all.
Good.
Just a good good thing to roast you for. On your rider.
Oh, yeah.
In your rider.
In.
Up your rider.
On.
On?
On your rider.
Okay.
Yeah. You go first.
I'm putting beer.
Okay.
Beer.
Dos cerveza.
Ooh. Honestly, maybe a margarita or two.
Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Like, yep. let's have some fun.
Like a margarita machine.
Oh,
that would
now
be
we're
good.
Talking. Now we're good. Talking. Yeah, why didn't we do this as like, let's come up with our rider
well, let's
together?
Let's just do it. We're doing
but
it right
I still
now.
Have things.
Okay,
so
okay.
Pitch off of my pitch.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Margarita machine is my pitch off your pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the party green room.
I think having like some sort of entertainment would be nice.
Like someone to sing for you or...
Potentially a mariachi band.
Okay.
If we're going margaritas.
Okay. Keep on theme-ish.
I think... Random people are allowed in the green room.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, requested.
Like anyone who's just walking by or a fan or what's the vibe on the random people?
I think just random people.
Okay.
It is up to the venue to find us random people. I would, you know, you don't want to ask for fun people because that's a little subjective, right?
Well, yeah. And then you're like, oh, you can't come in because you're not.
And
you know.
I guess weird people for me would be kind of fun, but you don't want, I kind of want. The weird shy people. I don't know. I just want people to talk to.
I feel like I take the weird shy role. We don't need more of those people.
But you're not fun to talk to.
Yeah, obviously. The 45 episodes in.
Count, like, not even countless hours. Very able to be counted hours.
Yeah, we could do the math if we wanted to. Over 100, though, easily.
And that's not even the bulk of our friendship.
Crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
Are we best friends? I think we're best friends.
Best friends.
Oh, my God.
Did I tell you about the birthday party I was at on Sunday?
No.
Oh. So
we recorded before, I guess.
Oh, no, I definitely did because I was telling you how it was kind of like your bachelorette or like your wedding where you see like... Where you think
someone
that you're
else.
Close with someone and then they're close with like a lot of other people and you're like, who the fuck are these people? Yeah. And then you're like, are they closer with these other people? Do they like them more than me? Who am I to this person now?
Right.
And then everybody else leaves and then you're hanging out with your friends and you're like, oh yeah, we're the best ones.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Yep.
So just people, I think having people, because if I am waiting for something, I would rather be like yapping or like, you know, you get some new stories.
Right.
Out of it, right.
I see what you're saying.
On top of the random people.
Yeah.
Dutch Blitz.
Ooh, yeah.
Some kind of game.
Oh, I like that. I like a game. That's a good idea. Yeah. I didn't think about that, but that's a very good idea.
Yeah, we're gamifying the green room.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I like Dutch Blitz. You can't talk to people while you play it.
You can.
Not really. Like, you can yell at them.
Yeah.
You can't have a conversation with people.
Oh.
So it's just, you know, different type
of
game.
Well, okay, let's get 10 people, and then 4 people are playing Dutch Blitz. And...
okay. Or we just have some different options. If it's a group that you really want to chat with, you need a game that you can chat while you play.
That's fair.
And then if it's a group that you're like, these people kind of suck, then you can play a game where you don't talk.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I was also thinking about for the rider was like a collection of letters from people in my life, just like expressing, you know, writing me like a heartfelt letter. Yeah, I think that would be nice.
So the organizer of the venue has to reach out individually to like your family and friends because you want new letters every time. You don't want the same letter.
Yeah.
I just imagine.
We've had 45 episodes. People can write me more than one letter.
I just imagine your parents getting another call and they're like, we have to write, this is the 8th goddamn letter in like 3 months. Are you kidding me? We have nothing new to say.
8 letters, 8 shows in 3 months seems pretty good for us.
It would be good.
My throat hurts.
Oh my God.
I'm having a tough time.
Yeah, you are having a tough time.
Today, thank God it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be suffering for the next 2 days.
You know what? I really like a Friday night event for that reason.
I was so tired.
I love waking up and knowing that I can waste an entire day on a Saturday but still have a full day to do stuff. Mm-hmm. That is, I love a Friday night event. Yeah. Big fan.
Yep.
Big fan.
Okay, one thing I would also like on my rider, so like we have like the collection of letters that are heartfelt.
Yeah.
I would also like some objective, I would also like letters of just like an objective take or perspective of who I am. Kind of like going to heaven and asking God, like, who am I?
Who are you going to get to write this?
I don't know. Jesus.
Like, get someone to listen to the podcast and only write you based on what they've heard on the podcast.
I don't know.
I would like that.
Why don't you do it?
About you?
You're a writer.
I don't think I can be objective.
I think... there's no, okay, here's my thing. If I ever get married, I'm like, I would want to see what kind of speech you would write.
Yeah, I wrote a great speech for
which means you would have to be my best man.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of us want to go through.
Me being your best man?
Not that.
Okay.
But like doing the best man things.
Well, and this is the thing is like, again, we've talked about it. You can have more than one best man.
That's true.
When I wrote Sydney's speech, I was like telling stories about when we met when we were kids, and I said because our names were together in the alphabet, we always got like put together for things.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's what?
Her last name is McDonald, and mine was
Manuel.
Okay. So
Manuel
specifically. So we always got like put together for stuff. Uh-huh. And then at the end of the speech, I said something like, even though our last names aren't together in the alphabet anymore, it was really good.
That's nice.
It was really, really good.
What would you say about me?
Oh my God.
What is the story of how we met?
He didn't think I could hang.
And then we spent 300 hours together.
And we decided we were okay with each other.
We spent every single moment of every single day, working day together. And then we decided
to also
not enough, not enough.
On the weekends. And there's kind of two ways the story could end, depending on like when you get married, how the podcast is doing. It's like, and then we did a podcast. We did 150 episodes and no one ever listened. Or it's like, and now... you've all heard of us. We have an empire.
And that's how we became millionaires.
And I'm just imagining this on TV and it pans out. And we're like on a hut on top of a mountain, like the fanciest wedding venue you can possibly imagine.
That's what I want on my rider. That's on the rider. Fulfillment. Self-actualization. Can
exactly.
You request that on the rider?
Manifest.
Yeah.
manifest
real deep, authentic connections.
Yeah.
We're so fucking funny.
We're funny. How are we not? How is this not taken off yet? It honestly is confusing to me. Do you remember how awkward it was, like the first episode we recorded? I felt so awkward.
I was so angry.
Oh yeah, you were really angry at Drud. I just remember my face going red immediately into recording. Do you remember that? Like immediately.
Oh my god, we should listen to that.
Oh, that's scary.
Except, oh my god, what a time.
What a time.
What a time to be alive.
I was talking to my therapist in my session this week, and she was like, oh,
54 minutes in, this is,
sorry,
this is what we're getting to.
She was like, your face is getting red right now. And I was like, story of my life. Like, so shocking, it hasn't happened up to this point.
What prompted it?
She was like, oh, do you want to talk about this thing in our next like couple session? And I was like,
I would rather just go away.
I was like, I don't know. I was like, like, no, but that's kind of why we're here. Like, the answer is no. But
it's like, do you want to move the pillow? No.
Yeah.
Do you want me to move it?
Yeah. It's like, no, I don't want to, but that's like the whole point of why I'm here is that I will never want to.
Yeah.
And then my face was going red. Mm, and I was like, honestly, shocking, it hasn't happened up to this point.
Your face getting red?
In session. Like, oh, okay.
Arguably, it was just the first time that she mentioned it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I can't tell. Rue's breathing really loud.
Yeah. It's precious.
Yeah.
Would you like, okay, I think I'd want Hannah on my rider.
I think I would love for Rue to be on my rider, but she would hate it. And I can't do that to her.
What if you request Rue on your rider, but also a room for Rue to peace out to? What if you request like a safe place for her? What if
her best friend
transport to her houses on the rider?
Yeah, she needs a friend there.
Do you want stuff in there?
Oh,
I think no spouses.
I think
we're gonna have a spouse room and a non spouse room.
Our green room is like an interconnected, like 8 rooms long. We take up the entire back area.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Because like this is the thing, we're probably gonna have to share a green room for a little while.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Wait, what? Me and you?
Yeah.
What?
When we have shows together, they're not gonna give us our own green rooms.
You want
first...
your own?
What is that laugh? Are you...
My throat is a little sore.
Are you okay?
No. Didn't you hear I wanted to die earlier?
You're like, I've been very clear that I am not okay.
I actually have not lifted my head this entire time.
Oh, you know what? We do need... That's a good point,
Why
actually.
Why would you want...
I think it would
wait,
be a bad
you want to be alone?
Separate.
You want to be alone?
No, I don't want to be alone.
That's how you would rather spend... The stress-inducing minutes before our show is just alone?
No, that's true. I don't want to be alone.
Okay. However, we could turn this into a bit.
Okay.
As like, you know, like the first look.
Before the show.
Yeah, maybe we'll just have like...
On stage.
Okay, what if our rider includes like an intercom system or just like, you know, we're on speakerphone with each other hanging out.
The whole time, but in different rooms.
Do we want to be... Because, yeah... I don't think just me and you hanging out is the vibe.
Right. We need some people around.
Because we need to be hanging out on stage.
Yeah, Drud. Drud could hang out with us. Drud's on my rider.
If you want Drud on your rider, you can have Drud on your rider.
I think it'd be fun.
Don't be upset when they don't show.
I really am just setting this in my head right now. I'm like imagining that it is going to be whatever I put on my rider. It's like Drud is getting kidnapped to be forced to be at the show.
I literally put heartfelt letters from loved ones on mine.
Like, that's true.
I think we're on the same page.
That's true. Yeah, Drud. Yeah, having some friends there would be fun. I'd rather friends than strangers. But that's just
I don't want friends who can shine brighter than me.
I
kind of have to be. The time before the show is when I need to be lifted up.
Okay. Yeah.
But I also don't want to be around losers.
That's a hard balance to strike.
Believe me, I know.
Like, this is my daily struggle.
Yeah. How can I be better than everybody else, but not too much?
But not too much. But what else do I want? Any food items that I want? That's a hard one because it really depends on the day.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I really want fruit.
Oh, sushi all the way.
No, I don't think that's what I want. But you can have sushi.
You can have not sushi.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. It's allowed. I think sushi is, I think I would always be interested in having sushi.
Yeah.
Never say never. Always say never.
I
never
want
say
some
always.
Fruit.
Always.
For sure. Some
always.
Really good fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's on your fruit list?
Like pineapple.
Oh my God.
Good grapes.
Good. I'm glad you specified
and
good grapes.
Sweet pineapple. Sorry, I have to clarify.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Oh, Miss Vicky salt and vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Honestly, that's the thing.
Chips make me feel kind of bad.
The physical aspect of the rider.
Yeah.
I don't care for.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Other than the margarita machine.
I need the experience.
Okay.
Created, not the food.
Yeah, I think it depends again, like where I'm at. If I'm hungry, I want food.
Yeah.
And I want like something really delicious.
Really delicious?
Like pasta or something.
Oh, damn.
I don't know.
Maybe a nice risotto.
Oh, I love a risotto. I'm often disappointed by other people's risottos.
Damn.
I make a really good risotto.
Fuck yeah.
Let me think.
Maybe somebody teaching us a skill would be fun. Oh my God. Why didn't I think of this?
A magician?
Yeah. Was that your idea as well? Or
well,
were you just thinking what I was?
When you said teaching a skill, I started to think like I would want to be distracted
before
the show. Like I don't want to be thinking about like how close, like I don't want to be like, oh God, there's only half an hour left. Oh, there's 10 minutes left. Oh my God, there's five.
Yeah.
Like I want to be totally distracted and then be like, okay, 5 minutes, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be entertained.
And a magician seems like it would be a good idea.
Oh my God. I love magic.
Yeah.
I love magic.
That's very fun.
Have I ever told you the best idea I've ever had?
Okay, tell me.
Well, have I told you?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay.
You know?
Imagine a little situation similar to today.
Okay.
You're hungover.
Okay.
You had your buddies over and everybody's like waking up on the couch or whatever, hungover, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's sweet. That's a nice.
So cute.
Oh, that was cute. And you're like, holy fuck, I want to die.
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation? Well, you can go get food, but you're like, no, I do not want to move off the couch. I'll order something in, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But you need to do something during the day.
Yeah.
So you call up this up and coming, like 15-year-old magician. You say, hey, can you come over and just
the
like
age was really
work
specific.
On your craft. No, I'm like, this is okay. a good opportunity for them to be able to be like, oh, I
need to practice.
Yeah, I need practice. I want to show you guys, you know, what I've been working on. I'm honing my craft, honing their powers.
Yeah.
As it were. And then you just get magic performed for you as you're hungover on the couch.
But if it's bad magic, wouldn't that make you more sad?
No.
Okay.
Like, this is about improving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The bad parts or the not polished parts are part of it.
That's generous.
Well, we can also relay, you know, an hour later, we can relay this back to ACOTAR. If you're going into something not needing it to be perfect, it can be fun.
Yeah. The beginning of the second book, or in like
oh,
the first
I meant to
little
text
bit.
Tiffany.
Oh, do you?
Okay. I meant to. They're doing their first iteration of her drama program.
Oh.
But I...
I'm not...
I A, forgot, and B, wasn't up early enough to text them anyway. So.
Oh, okay. Tamlin really fits into that cycle of abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in there.
I love it.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. I don't really know what to think.
About what?
About the entire thing.
About anything. Tim Tam Flim Flam? Flim Flam Timmy Tam?
Just all of it.
I don't think you need to know what to think.
There you go.
You're just along for the ride.
Oh, one thing I did think was her creativity with names needs some work.
What did you...
Well, we've got Amarantha, and now we have Amarin, or Amarin.
Oh, yeah.
And we have just Fae and fairies, and then you named the main character Feyre.
Yeah.
It's not the best I've ever heard.
Well, like, I guess. But, like, it kind of sounds like this critique is rooted in, oh, this person's just not making good decisions.
Yeah, for sure.
Or like this person, I don't know, is not aware of the decisions that they're making.
It's and interesting no one caught it.
But it doesn't need, what do you, no one caught that it's about fairies and Fae, and the main character's name is Feyre.
That no, well, obviously people caught it, but then no one was like, yeah, that's a problem.
But is it a problem?
I guess not.
Like, one of the most successful book series in the world has so like 17,000 Johns in it.
True. That's true. That's a good
you know
point.
What book I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Game of Thrones?
No, the Bible. But yeah, Game of Thrones.
Oh, I was going to say something else. Oh, okay. I just finished the part where she's at the Weaver. She, like, steals from the Weaver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And for most of the, all of that sequence, I was like, Feyre and Rhys are the villains here. This woman is just minding her own business.
That's not a terrible
take.
She
gets mad that someone's in her house.
Yeah.
And then they break her nose with a brick.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty mad too.
Yeah.
And then you do find out she's like cooking humans and it's like, that's pretty gross. And her roof is covered in hair. Also pretty gross. So it like makes it a little less sympathetic.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, she's doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. But like Feyre and Rhys are not like the paragon of morality.
No, that's true.
They're just
true.
Who they are.
It is like, it's a weird, I was like, this is a, you guys are not making good. This is not. And then you find out that the ring was given to her. She didn't even steal it. It was like gifted to her. And then they break her face trying to take it. Like steal it, actually. It's like, I don't love this. She's supposed to be this monster. And I'm like, just because she looks a little weird. Like, yeah. You don't need to.
But again, like, I think you're having the experience that was intended.
All right.
That you're like, what the fuck is going on? This is like why? Because I don't know. I think people look at stories and shit and they're like, oh, I want this to be like an instruction of how to be. I want like moral guidance of how to be. Yeah. And you're not going to find that in it's Sarah true. J. Maas books.
Which is fine. I don't need that.
It seems like that's what you're looking for, though.
It was just an interesting thing to happen.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I think you're still having the experience that was intended.
Okay.
I don't forget what I was like experiencing as I was reading that, but I remember, I feel like I was stressed.
It was a little scary.
Holy shit. Yeah.
But then the scariness was negated by the fact that I was like, man, this woman's done nothing wrong to you.
Yeah.
I mean, she might cook you if she catches you, but sounds like natural consequences, honestly.
Are you implying that a person's something is only like a person's actions are only bad if you're a recipient of them?
If you've done something to deserve them.
Well, no, not well. Yeah. So the Weaver cooking people,
which is why I said until the
not bad
the last
not bad until It's you.
It's not great. It's not great.
You're like the it's like the first they came for the communists and I didn't say anything because right. I was not a communist. Right. And then they came for me and no one was around.
Well, until the very end when you realize she's cooking people, then you're like, oh, okay.
And in that situation, you were like, let her cook.
Well, I kind of was like, well, Feyre kind of deserves it.
Yeah. And you know what? She got out of it.
She did. It was pretty gross. She's covered in people fat and hair.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
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 That's all I got.
I'm about to start reading it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's all I got to say about that. Okay. One question.
Yes.
Spoilers for anybody who's about to read it. Skip ahead a little bit. Night court clothes seem pretty hot.
Night court clothes.
Yeah. Like when Feyre goes to the night court for the first time like wears, I don't know. I was just picturing like Princess Jasmine shit.
That is exactly what I was picturing.
I'm like, let's fucking go.
Yes, that is exactly what I was picturing. Yes, yes, yes. Tamlin did not like it.
Tamlin doesn't like a lot of things.
He's a little bitch.
He is a little bitch.
Yeah.
Some people have gotten tattoos of Tamlin's name.
Did they get them
after reading the
after
first
the
book?
First one? Ooh, awkward. Awkward. Ouch. Well, you should never.
What else would you put on your writer? What's your dream?
I'm trying to think. I like a puppy.
Oh,
but I would have to be able to keep the puppy.
Oh.
Because I would become emotionally attached immediately.
You just want to buy a puppy. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just like the idea of having a cute puppy around.
Hannah's going to be there.
That's true. Hannah's pretty cute.
Yeah. What? Wait. What? Hannah's pretty cute?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
What the fuck's your problem?
Hannah's very cute.
What the fuck is your problem?
I didn't mean it that way.
Man, I did so good this week.
Okay.
I sent a text to somebody and then their response was awful.
Okay.
Running through my head was just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But I didn't say that.
Oh, nice.
Because
growth.
Yeah.
Rue and I had a win. Rue had a win this week.
It doesn't seem rider related.
No, it's not, but it's important. Rue got all four of her paws trimmed, her nails on her paws at the vet. She's never been able to get all four done.
Cute.
So we gave her some trazodone in the morning. Per vet suggestion. She was still very scared, but they got all four paws done.
Hell yeah.
And that's never happened.
I love that.
So that's really good.
Hannah got vaccinated yesterday.
Ooh.
And I was taking her as I got her out of the car, I was going to take her to the grass to pee first.
Yeah.
She did not want to go pee. She was just running straight to the vet. She was like, I want to get inside here.
I love as soon as these people.
Honestly, she was very happy.
I know. It makes me sad. The Rue was so scared. But they give her treats, so that's good. Mm-hmm. They did say that I need to give her more trazodone next time. They were like, we're almost there. We're really close. But give her a dose the night before and before the vet. Because she's still really scared. I don't know what I expected. I expected her to be really dopey. Like, we've given her gravel.
I expected her to be dopey,
No, she wasn't.
Oh, that was a crazy burp.
We gave her gravel before for her car ride, and she was, like, on the floor. She just was sleeping, like, passed out. The trazodone did not do that.
Look at this.
Yeah. She doesn't mind her paws being touched most of the time. Just the strangers. She doesn't like her nails trimmed, though.
Rue, I'm not a stranger anymore.
And I'm scared of trimming nails.
Especially dark ones.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever held a light up to them?
No.
I wonder if you could see through.
There is a way. I don't think you can, but there is a way, like, when you're trimming them to tell when the quick is close.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's, like, not easy. If she would just, like, laid there while I trimmed her nails, then I could do that because I could, like, take my time, but it's really...
Even Hannah doesn't like getting her nails trimmed.
Yeah. Oh, Hannah. So it's better if the vet does it. I just figured it was, like, getting her used to a new place, like a groomer.
Yeah.
Why bother when she's you know.
She already knows the vet and hates the vet.
You know what? She doesn't actually hate the vet human.
Sure.
She sniffs her face and she gets lots of... We're trying to sleep. She gets lots of treats, so she likes that. But, yeah, I think they said the trazodone helped. But she needs a little bit more next time.
Not enough. Nah. So what is how does she act with trazodone?
I think she acted fairly similar. Like, she's pretty nervous. But, again, they were able to get all four paws
done.
But
it doesn't make her dopey?
No, it doesn't make them dopey. And they said the same, that when I give her, like, an extra dose, I probably won't visibly see difference in her. It's just, like, maybe how her brain is reacting.
Neat.
Yeah. Because I did think she'd be kind of dopey.
Yeah.
She was a little sleepy during that day, but afterwards. But it's hard to know.
I've been sleepy before. I've been sleepy before.
Yeah. No way. It's also hard to know. Like, it's a stressful thing for her to go to the vet, so.
Could you imagine? Well, I guess, no, you can't.
Okay. All right.
I always use, because I'm a dad.
Right.
I'm a dad, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I always say, could you imagine your dad cutting your nails? No, you can't.
I did have a dad for a long time. But
it's not long enough, Jeff.
It's not something I can imagine, no.
Sorry, is it Jeff or Hef?
Heffrey.
Hef Manuel.
Actually, his full name was Jefferson. It wasn't even Jeffrey.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Isn't that insane?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know. Yeah.
Now that I hear it.
My uncle's called him Jeffy.
Cute.
And it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffy's a standard Jeff nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah.
Could
you imagine your dad cutting your nails and you enjoying it? No. And also, like, one time... Your dad cut the nail way too short, so it bled. Yeah. And now he's like, I got it. I can do it.
I can still do it. It's fine. Yeah. I used to try to do ruse while she was eating, which is just a bad idea. I don't, like, I've worked at a dog training company for 9 years. What the fuck am I doing? It worked like once, and I was like, oh, awesome. Never worked again.
Yo, what about like a psychic?
A on dog a rider. Psychic?
No, on a rider.
No, I don't need that. I'm not into that. You can have it, though.
But you're down with, like, magician's still okay?
Yeah, magician's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, like a new magician.
Yeah, I think if we turn this into, like, a Penn and Teller fool us situation, right. Where we just, like, are the connoisseurs of magic as we tour through the...
It would give us a lot of content to talk about when we went on stage.
Hopefully.
What would even we do? Would people just give us questions to answer, I guess?
I think people just want to observe the magic in action.
To be fair, that's what we thought when we started the podcast, and then no one observed the magic.
That's not our fault.
No, I would agree that it's not our fault.
I think you just have to keep doing it. And we are doing it. Honestly?
We are doing it.
The fact that this has been so easy makes me a little concerned for when it gets difficult.
Yeah, we've not had to build much resilience.
Honestly, I wonder if it's gonna, like, if we ever get to 3 listeners, is it gonna be too stressful? Because we got 2 listeners.
I think we have 3.
Who's 3?
Well, we've got Caitlin.
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
Kayla gets offended when Kayla, we only listens. Say we've got 1 listener.
Okay. And, I mean, my cousin listens sometimes. I think my uncle listens sometimes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
My brother does not listen. Stefan does not listen.
That's fair.
It's a hard one when my husband won't even listen. And as I've told him many times, he doesn't need to listen. He just needs to put it on and mute it. He doesn't actually need to hear it.
How did I get fur on this?
The other possibility is he listens live a lot of the time, but I think he's That's napping true. Right now. So
yo, me in 30 minutes.
Less. 15.
What?
Well, we gotta shut this down in 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, are you saying you're letting me sleep here?
If you want to sleep here, you can.
Oh my God.
I'll probably give Stefan a heads up so he doesn't go down and be wildly confused about what's going on.
I'll probably go home.
Okay.
That makes sense. And that's 30 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Do you want to keep going for 15 minutes?
I'm just trying to think if I have anything. I wish I'd thought about the rider thing. I think, yeah, I want Harry Potter playing in the background.
Too. The fact that you got me to tease it in the episode notes last time, I was like, hey, I guess Janet really wants to do this rider thing. Like,
I did not tell you to tease it in the episode notes. Did I?
You absolutely did.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess you didn't tell me to tease it in the episode notes.
To mention it,
but
though.
You, maybe that was just part of your summary.
That's probably the only thing.
The episode last week.
Last week's episode was hard to summarize. There was not a lot happening.
It was all truths and lies.
And a lot happening. It was a lot. All truths and lies. Yeah, I think I want Harry Potter playing in the background.
What about, like, a really good hug? Wait, what? You want Harry Potter of the movie or the music?
The movie.
Okay.
Just, well, I watched, did I tell you I watched the first one on Halloween?
No.
It was so fun. It's been a while since I've seen the first one, and I was like, so fun.
I want to watch Harry Potter the way you're listening to ACOTAR.
Just all judgment?
Yeah.
I don't think you could.
I do not like the movies.
I'm not interested in hearing this from you.
This is where I'm
Hey,
at.
You've asked me questions about ACOTAR.
Yeah, because you're being a snob.
Yeah, I am being a snob. I've been very, very open about that.
I guess
that.
This is just, you know, it's a part of who you are. And
it is. It's a deep-rooted part of who I am.
Yeah.
Being snobby about books.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to get better, and I think I'm slowly getting better, but
well, you gotta go into the void before you come out of the void, isn't it?
Right, of course.
And I'm curious what I'm just, you know, I feel okay on my rider. I want a psychoanalysis of your ACOTAR opinions, but I want like the truth. Yeah, I've been treating the rider as like, when I get to heaven,
yeah,
these are the things that I would ask for.
It's like guaranteed. It will be totally as you picture it in your head. Yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, I want the puppy to be there. But I don't really want another dog. Like, of course I want another dog, but we don't have the bandwidth for another dog.
What do you mean?
We don't have the bandwidth?
Yeah, like, in what way?
We don't have the time. Stefan would have to walk both of them. That's a lot.
To be fair, you do the same amount of walking.
It's true, but walking Rue is not what I imagine walking Hannah is like.
Hannah is crazy.
But she's also like 5 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Rue is crazy.
22.
Oh my goodness. So ish, triple that.
23.
Megan and add fear.
Megan keeps, like, every single time we switch, she's like, is she getting bigger? Is she too bad? Is she too heavy?
Too chubby?
Like, I don't think she's changed weight her entire life.
You could also weigh her.
Well,
that'd be pretty
just,
easy.
She's normally been like 9
kilograms. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, but not 9 kilograms. Like, she's always been like 20 to 22 pounds.
Yeah.
And now she's like 10.6 kilograms.
Oh, okay.
Which is
couple pounds over.
23 pounds.
I don't know. It's still that big a difference.
I think she wears it well.
Yeah, she's cute. Very cute.
There we go. Nice. Hell yeah.
She's very, very cute. Hell These are yeah. some sleepy dogs. I like it's the same situation. Hannah's over here with the entire space of the couch. And Rue's like half off the couch. But I think they're happy. I like when Rue's paws do this, when they're all like straight out. And then sometimes they're all touching.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can hog tie them.
And I love when Hannah's, like, she's resting her head on her back paws.
Yes. So cute.
Like right now.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I love a full tuck.
Yeah.
What else? Puppies. What else do we want when we get to heaven?
Oh, you know what I would like for our green room? I would like it to be outdoors by a pool.
Yo, that's a great idea.
I think I just want to sit by a pool.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
And like, I want to be able to go in the water.
Yeah.
But not have to like redo my hair and makeup.
Oh.
Like, I'm okay without going under the water. I can do that. But yeah. I want to, like, be the right kind of warm where I don't get so sweaty that my hair goes weird.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Shit.
Or, like...
I don't think I just want to sit in a pool with you. Because, again, like, we're kind of just...
We need other people
there.
We're
kind of spoiling podcast content if we're just, like...
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Yeah. We almost,
but
like...
But I also want to, like, go under the water, probably.
We also need to, like... Maybe we don't talk to each other the entire time before... But there's enough going on around us that we're like, fuck, I have so much to say right now.
Oh, yeah. You know? What if we like are just doing some people watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. That would be good. Yeah, sitting by a pool seems good.
Yeah. Do you want any hard drugs?
No, but I would like a margarita.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like hard drugs.
I would like a blended margarita.
I don't know if I want a drink.
Oh, I definitely want a drink.
There's something about... I want to... I don't want to have to rely on something
to
perform, you know?
That's totally fair.
Yeah.
I just love a drink by a pool.
We're different.
That'd be hard for me.
It's hard for me to just like enjoy consistently drinking.
Yeah, that's also fair.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My body does not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to find one last...
One thing.
The pool was a good idea.
Yeah, the pool's up there for me. Like, obviously people did do my hair and makeup, but I feel like that goes without saying.
Sure, yeah.
And maybe, like, someone to provide...
I think that comes from our team. We would have to provide
Right. Yeah. And, like, a stylist, maybe. Style consultant.
Who the fuck do you think I am?
Okay, you can be the style consultant.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Gosh. Offended.
What if we just, like, read each other books out loud?
Honestly, not the worst idea I've ever heard.
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
Out of your entire ACOTAR audiobook experience, has it ever been as enjoyable as the one time I was reading to you as we were walking down the street?
I was literally just about to say that maybe you need to just read me the rest of Mist and Fury, and then I would like it more.
Okay, I'll send you some notes or voice notes just to see what you think.
Well, I think the best part of when you were reading it to me when we were walking down the street for 20 minutes. It was the best part was when you had to walk behind me because there were other people and it looked like you were just following me reading.
It's so fucking funny.
Honestly, I'm offended no one intervened. I'm offended no one was like, are you okay, ma'am?
Honestly, maybe what we need on our rider is like someone to like bring a trend or like a TikTok, like something that we can do, a little bit that we can do, maybe a reel we can make.
Okay.
Because that could be...
I don't want to dance, though.
It doesn't matter if you want to dance or not. You're going to do it.
As I've been told
And that's
few
the
times.
Whole fucking point.
Yeah, I think if you read it to me, that's what I was saying, is that I liked your commentary as we were going. Every once in a while, you'd pause and you'd be like, okay, so this character.
What do you need to know?
Yeah, which is the best, honestly.
Do you think you might enjoy your ACOTAR experience if you do have everything spoiled for you?
Well, I did at one point listen to a podcast about the first book.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think it was that long ago, but I really didn't remember anything when I was... Maybe. I feel like I don't really have that many spoilers. I'm trying to think. I know like Nesta gets involved at some point.
Yeah, that's not really is. Yeah. I guess it's a spoiler because Nesta's not in the book right now.
Not really.
Yeah.
But I don't really.
I don't know what I would spoil for
right,
you.
Right, to make it better for me. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'm just on the train right now.
I hope I didn't. Did I wake you up, Stefan? Oh, thank God. I would have never been able to live with myself.
Can you live with yourself anyways right now?
Hey, it's a struggle.
I'm aware. Okay, we should wrap this up.
Yeah. Until next time.
All the scaries.
Follow us on shameonme.pod.
Yeah, do it. I posted consistently 2 weeks in a row. It's a good
Instagram.
Start.
On Instagram, shameonme.pod.
Yep,
shameonme.
Dot pod. Pod. Till next time.
All the scaries.
All the scaries.
All the scaries. Bye.
Bye.